So we continue in the Beis Halevi on Anava. We're starting Perek Yud Beis on page 59. The learning, as always, should be a schus Chaver Chaim Elizabeth Shem Shinaryeh, as well as a schus for an Ilan Neshama for Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Chaim Menachem and Zion. And it should be a schus for Fur Shleima V'Chaim Doi Ben Menorako, Chanalei Avashen Dorako, and Avadati Ben Peril, and a schus for everyone in Eretz Yisrael. So he says like this. He says, even people that we are mechuyev to honor have to be careful of gaiva. So he says like this, let's say the arrogant person wasn't lacking anything, meaning he perfected his character and he's a very great person, wonderful Baal Midos, Talmud Chacham, but his one problem is that he has gaiva. That's enough of a reason to be broken inside. And to remove from upon himself this mantle of gaiva and this crown that doesn't fit him. He says, even people that the members of the public have to give honor to, they haven't earned that honor, because it's not their own personal honor. It's honor of the Torah, meaning. When the Torah tells us to honor Talmidei Chacham, to stand up for Talmidei Chachamim, a Talmud Chacham cannot take gaiva in that respect that he's being shown because it's not for him. He himself is not worthy of that respect. It's the Torah that he possesses that we are showing respect to. So that's what he's saying. It's not his own personal kavod. We're standing up not because the Talmud Chacham as a human being. We're standing up for him because of the Torah that he learned. So we're standing up for the Torah. It's kavod ha-Torah that we're giving, and that's why it's not fit for him to wrap himself in it and feel great about it. The Torah obligates them not to seek excessive honor for personal benefit, meaning to look for personal kavod as a result of the Torah that they learn. Chedisa b'Sanhedrin, like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Where do we know that a dayan should not step over the heads of Am Kodesh, of holy people? So we're talking now about the circumstances that Talmidim used to sit in front of their Rebbe in rows. They would sit on the floor in rows. And if you had someone that had to get to the front row, he would, in theory, be stepping over the heads and shoulders of other people. But that was considered gaiva, that was considered inappropriate. And even a dayan, a judge, who they're mechuyev to show kavod to, it's still not respectful for him to step over them. Where do we know this from? Shenemar, it's a drasha of the pasuk, which literally means don't make steps on the mizbeach, you have to have a ramp. But we darshan that we darshan it as don't step over al mizbechi, over my mizbeach, meaning don't let it go into your mind that you have a mizbechi, you have a haughtiness, something to be haughty about. V'samachleya near it, it says ve'ela mishpatim. So it tells us that not only is it considered disrespectful, but for one of the talmidim to do it, but ve'ela mishpatim, even a dayan is included in this iser. And it says Reb Shimon ben Elazar emi minayin lezaken shliyatriach. How do we know that a zaken should not impose on people that he passes by, meaning when you have Talmidim sitting, that a Zakein shouldn't intentionally walk in the room and make them stand up. Talmud Leimar, v'yareis Zakein, v'yareis amei. You should fear your God. What does that mean? It means that the Zakein himself has to fear Hashem and not bother others to have to stand up for him. V'ava is to Reb Nosson, Perek Yud Aleph, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Chalam Magbia Atzmal Divrei Torah, who elevates himself because of his knowledge of Torah. What's he comparable to an animal carcass thrown out on the road? That everybody, because it stinks, because it smells so terrible, everybody holds their nose and tries to distance themselves when they have to walk near it. If you menavel yourself, you debased yourself, it's for elevating yourself. Certainly, someone who's not a Talmud Chacham, he's not a learned person, but he conducts himself like he is one. He pretends to be one. He says, "Anyone who puts on this special cloak or coat that Talmidei Chachamim used to wear, and he's not really a Talmid Chacham, will not be admitted into the special mechitza where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells in Olam Haba. Because it says over here, that an arrogant man and will not be able to endure in Hashem's place. Hashem's holy place. So the neve that we're layinve that we're talking about in the previous pasuk is talking about the enclosure of Hashem. And the Marsha explains because this person glorified himself with something that wasn't his. He didn't have the knowledge of Torah, the Kenyan Torah that he was demanding, and so therefore he's not going to be accepted into Hashem's place, which is not his own as well. And that is the Mida Keneged Mida. And as the Beis HaLevi mentions elsewhere, Gaiva can prevent a person from being successful in Limud HaTorah. Why? So the Chida says that just like someone who is arrogant is like a disgusting Keli, and like we saw, we compared him to a carcass that smells that people hold their nose. So you just like you can't put something clean into a tamei dikah keli because it's going to become tamei. So too Torah has to reside in someone that's pure. And if you have someone that's a smelly keli, a smelly utensil, because of his gaiva, Torah is not able to reside in such a person. And even if he puts an effort, he's not going to make a kinyan in Torah.